This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Hundreds of thousands of people visited Hanging Lake last year, and the U.S. Forest Service says too much traffic has caused damage to the sensitive ecosystem. On Friday, the agency released its final decision to require hikers to get permits to visit the popular spot. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy has been reporting on the issue. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Zoe.
So the Forest Service has been working on this for several years. What is new in the final decision?
Yeah, the basics of the plan do remain the same. There will be a permitting system at Hanging Lake that limits the number of people to 615 in one day, and those people will have to make reservations in advance. It's meant to protect the unique ecosystem. There's a rare travertine lake with what's called a hanging garden plant community up there, and officials say that's being damaged now with heavy congestion. Right now, in peak season, more than 1,000 people make the short hike up to the lake.
In one day?
Yeah, exactly. And the Forest Service says heavy use means damage on the trail and at the lake, but also has caused some serious safety issues even just in the parking lot. So there will be a shuttle service in peak season. People will not be able to drive to the Hanging Lake parking lot. Instead, they'll take a shuttle. The newest part of this plan is a partnership with the city of Glenwood Springs. The city's going to work out the details on that shuttle. Town manager Deborah Figueroa tells me the city's excited and relieved because this means the shuttle will be in Glenwood Springs. The city had been concerned in the past about how a permitting system could hurt the tourism economy, but having the shuttle in Glenwood means people will still be coming to town before going to Hanging Lake.
Okay, so do we know the details on how this new permit and shuttle system is going to work?
We know some of the details. We know that the reservation system will start in May of 2019, and Figueroa tells me they hope to know who will run the shuttle and how much it will cost by mid-November. We also don't know yet how much a permit will cost. District Ranger Aaron Mayville with the Forest Service tells me the long-term hope is that at least a portion of that cost will eventually be used to help manage Hanging Lake, to restore areas for educational materials, and everything the Forest Service is doing to try to keep this place wild and beautiful.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
That's environment reporter Elizabeth Stewart-Severy discussing the Forest Service's final decision on a permit plan for Hanging Lake. I'm Zoe Rome. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.